When Jennifer Nicholas was growing up, her father showed her and her sisters lots of zombie movies. Ever since, she's been fascinated by zombies. And now she's the head of a zombie outbreak response team in Georgia. It's an online group that shares tips for surviving a zombie apocalypse. I called Jennifer up to ask her to share some tips with us, too, in case we need them today. I am by no means a zombie expert myself, so in the case of a zombie outbreak, I would be much in need of the kind of knowledge that Jennifer has.
I'm somebody who doesn't know a lot about zombies, and my coworkers were sort of making fun of me. but I thought it would be a good chance to sort of get a 101 in zombies with you. So if you could, like, just tell me what a zombie is, that would be helpful.
Oh, sure. Well, in general, anybody who dies and comes back from the dead is a zombie, and in general, they are very hard to kill and don't feel any pain or are kind of slow and stupid. And the only way to kill them is to destroy the brain. So you usually have to either decapitate them or just smash in their head in some way. Where they come into the a threat is that they can't be stopped, so they'll gather in big numbers and overwhelm you. So
okay. So if I wanted to defend myself, what are, like, the essential tools I would need to survive?
Something heavy and strong, like either a crowbar or machete or golf club, something handy that can use to not only beat them back, but also, you know, try to kill some of them. I've read a couple things where that a crowbar was your best bet, because then you could use it to open doors too.
Okay, but, like, you wouldn't say a gun would be helpful?
Well, because again, you're going to run out of ammunition, but also you're trying to avoid bringing more zombies to you. So if you use a gun, it's noisy, and you know, you might be able to kill the one zombie that was right there, but then you're going to draw 10 more over to you. So.
Oh, okay.
And one of the most important things to have in your when you're prepping is clumsy/slow friends to distract the zombies so that you can get away.
So do you have clumsy or slow friends around?
I will make sure I have some clumsy, slow acquaintances.
You're in Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're up in Tennessee. What do you think, like, in our region, what are the best places to stay safe if there's a zombie outbreak? Like, do you want to be in a rural area?
Well, you definitely don't want to be in the city because, number one, it'd be really easy to get trapped or cornered. Like, downtown Atlanta, I think there's 2 million people that live in Atlanta, and you don't want to be getting chased by 2 million zombies. so just as far as sheer numbers, being out in the country is better. But then, like, where I live on the edge of a lake, and so I have two options. I could either hide in the woods, or I could take a boat out into one of the islands on the lake. And, you know, an island's much easier to defend because you can see people coming from far off, or, you know, build some kind of wall or something to keep safe.
So you've thought about your personal escape plan?
Yes. I have a few different scenarios. As I said, mentally scarred as a child from too many zombie movies. So all of my sisters and I, the first thing we do when we go anywhere new is work out our zombie escape route, just in case.
Is it like a joke, or are you guys kind of serious?
Well, I was going to say, it applies to everything, though, so therefore... I mean, yes, I'm joking, and I'm making, like, my family little zombie prep kits for emergency purposes, but really it applies to any kind of emergency. So, you know, if there was a fire, if there was an earthquake, if there was a blizzard and you were trapped inside a building, or the craziness up in Connecticut.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know your escape route, it's always a good idea. And
yeah. Yeah, no, that's interesting, because, I mean, like, we're talking about zombies, and it's kind of funny because it seems, you know, so unreal, but at the same time, it's a very practical thing to plan an escape route. And so you call it your zombie escape route, but really, it could be for anything, is what you're saying.
Right, exactly.
Jennifer's not alone in her thinking. The Centers for Disease Control actually has an entire section of its website devoted to zombie preparedness. It says, if you are generally well-equipped to deal with a zombie apocalypse, you will be well-prepared for a hurricane, pandemic, earthquake, or terrorist attack. So, whether or not the world ends today, if you get ready for a zombie apocalypse, you'll be ready for a whole lot more. For WUTC, I'm Mary Helen Miller.
Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. All we wanna do is eat your brains. We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise.